Hi, I'm Heather.
And I'm Jake. We're students who study insects at Cornell University.
And today we're going to talk to you about some way that animals avoid being eaten.
When predators attack potential prey, there are different stages in the attack. First, the predator needs to see the prey and recognize it as something good to eat. Second, the predator moves in for the capture. Third, the predator actually catches and tries to kill the prey. If an animal can disrupt predation at any one of these different stages, they have a much better chance of survival.
If the predator simply doesn't see or recognize the animal as food, it won't be attacked. If the predator does see the animal, it might be able to startle or frighten the predator long enough to escape. If the predator thinks that the animal is dangerous or is going to taste disgusting, the attack can be prevented. Finally, if the animal is captured, it might be able to avoid being consumed. Basically, these break down into camouflage, startle, disrupt, and warn. One of the best ways to avoid being seen or detected by predators is to be camouflaged in some way so that the predator doesn't even see you. Most predators have a fairly narrow search image for things that they know are good to eat. You know when you are looking for a certain something and you easily miss seeing other things around you? That is how search images work for predators too. They look around for prey that fits that image or things that are close to it. But a predator that is accustomed to eating juicy insects probably isn't going to look at sticks, leaves, thorns, or even bumps on tree trunks and think of food.
Chameleons are well known for their ability to change color to blend in with their surroundings. This pygmy leaf chameleon from the rainforests of Tanzania moves through leaf litter in search of food. He avoids the notice of predators by resembling a dead leaf and matching his background. The dark stripes on his body help to break up his outline. This is known as disruptive coloration.
Many animals have color patterns that help break up their outlines, so they look less like tasty animals and more like different colors of light in the shade of a big tree.
Stick insects also match their background. These Vietnamese stick insects hide in rainforests by resembling twigs. Who wants to eat a twig? Notice that they don't just look like a twig, but their behavior makes them look less like insects. They hold their front legs out in front of them to make them look more like a stick. By moving the front legs, they don't have six pairs of legs anymore. Leaf insects from the tropics use a similar strategy. They match the leaves that they're feeding in. The top and underside of this leaf insect have different shades of green that help them blend into their background. They have markings on their body that make them look chewed on. They even walk like a leaf waving in the wind.
The giant prickly stick insect from Australia matches the color and shape of a dead leaf to hide from predators. They are nicely camouflaged in a tree that has some dead leaves that haven't fallen to the forest floor yet. Another thing about these prickly stick insects, they also have spines to help disguise their body shape, and they hurt a lot if you get caught by them.
These clear-wing butterflies come from the rainforests of Central and South America.
They have entirely clear wings, so they can blend in with any background they find.
For many animals, camouflage is an excellent method of avoiding detection. However, it doesn't always work.
For the jungle nymph here, when he gets found out, he has his back wings, which he displays to try and scare predators away.
Owl butterflies use their eye spots to avoid consumption by predators. At first, the eye spots might scare a predator, but once a predator decides to attack that butterfly, they go straight for those eye spots. The eye spots aren't actually eyes. They are just markings.
Many different kinds of animals have eye spots that might frighten predators. These animals are relatively camouflaged and blend into their background most of the time. But if they're frightened, they show what looks like big eyes. If the animal is lucky, this startles the predator long enough for the prey to escape. For example, the Io moth has an impressive startle pattern on its hind wings.
When it feels threatened by a predator, it reveals these striking eye spots. The eye spots resemble the eyes of a much larger animal and startle the predator.
Some butterflies with eye spots turn around when they land and wiggle their wings in a way that looks like antennae waving. If the predator attacks those eyes and antennae, all they will get is a mouthful of wings. It is lots better for the butterfly to lose part of its wing instead of being killed. Some caterpillars even use eye spots to look like little snakes. All it takes is for the predator to hesitate before attacking.
This five-lined skink uses a similar deflection strategy. The bright blue tail draws a predator's attack, which is a whole lot better than the predator attacking the skink's head. Skinks and many other animals can easily live without their tails.
So we've seen a lot of animals that do a good job of blending in.
But there are also a lot of animals that do a really good job of standing out.
I wonder why that is.
I wonder why.
Animals use bright colors to warn predators that they taste bad, are poisonous, or are truly dangerous. This is known as warning coloration. Typical warning colors are red, yellow, and black, often in some combination of these colors. Remember, red like stoplights. The idea is that if a predator gets hurt or sick from an animal with warning colors, it will remember it and avoid other animals with similar colors. The most famous example of warning coloration is the monarch butterfly.
Like all butterflies, it starts its life as a caterpillar. Monarch caterpillars feed on bitter-tasting milkweed plants. As they eat the plant, they store some of the plant's toxins in their body. As butterflies, they retain these toxins and advertise their bad taste with their brightly colored wings.
Black widow spiders also use warning colors to tell predators about their toxic defense. Black widows have a toxic bite that causes intense pain and muscle cramps. Any animal that receives a bite and survives will have no problem remembering the spider's distinctive black body with a red hourglass on the abdomen.
Mimicry is when animals imitate other animals or objects in their environment. The form the mimicry takes is often in color pattern or shape, but it works best if it is also behavioral. So if a spider looks like bird poop, it sits on top of a leaf instead of under it.
Sometimes two different species with warning colors look very similar, like bees and wasps. They both use black and yellow stripes to warn predators about their stings. If a predator eats one bee or wasp, it will get stung, and in the future, it will avoid both species because they look similar. This is known as mimicry. When both species have a defense, we call it Müllerian mimicry.
Müllerian mimicry is when two nasty-tasting or dangerous animals share color patterns so that other animals avoid them in the future.
When one species has a defense and one species is harmless, we call it Batesian mimicry. This happens when harmless hoverflies look very similar to stinging insects, like bees or wasps. Predators avoid the flies because they appear to be dangerous. Basically, the flies are cheaters that receive protection without having a defense.
This kind of mimicry is something that we see everywhere, with harmless animals trying to look like they are dangerous so that they are left alone. There are many examples of insects that have evolved to look like bees and wasps, but are actually completely harmless. Some animals are camouflaged for a different reason. Having good camouflage can keep you from being noticed by other animals that may want to eat you, but if you are a hungry predator, having good camouflage can keep your prey from noticing you too. Just like a wolf dressed up in sheep's clothing. Your prey won't see you coming until it's too late.
Praying mantises are masters of disguise. Mantises often blend into their background by being green or gray, or even resembling flowers. But of course, their behavior has to be correct as well. Mantises stand very still, or gently sway in the wind. That is, until they grab their prey in a flash and eat it.
This dead leaf mantis lives in leaf litter on the forest floor, where it stalks its prey. It even moves like a dead leaf being rustled by the wind. Flower mantises, like this, match the color and shape of the flowers they live in. When an unsuspecting insect visits the flower for a sip of nectar, the mantis strikes.
Tree snakes in the rainforest mimic vines as they sneak up on birds and other small animals.
We just looked at a bunch of animals that use a bunch of different strategies to avoid getting eaten by predators.
Some use camouflage to avoid detection.
Some avoid capture by using startle coloration.
Others use deflection to avoid being eaten.
And some prevent attack altogether by using warning coloration.
We challenge you to find examples of these strategies in the animals in your own backyard.